KYC Los Angeles. KYSR HD2 Los Angeles. The official home of Mookie Betts and the LA Dodgers.
Can't wait for the season to start.
AM 570.
An LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, Fred Rogan and Rob Parker today on AM570LASports. Rob sitting in for Rodney. Well, this is the day baseball fans were waiting for. How would the Houston Astros handle the situation that occurred, the cheating scandal? Everybody knows they did it. There's no running from it. There's no hiding from it. Today was the day, Rob. People were on pins and needles waiting for the Astros' apology. The owner promised, Rob, once we get to spring training, we will address this. And address it they did. They certainly addressed it. It was a farce and a sham. And it's as if, truly, we're going to let you hear some of the sound, and later we'll let you weigh in. But, Rob, you know, it's really as if Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, and he's a very wealthy man, and he owns a baseball property that is worth over $1 billion.
Right, and the last 3-4 years has been a big part of baseball.
Right. It's as if he believes he is in such a different stratosphere that everybody is just stupid. And that, well, I'm going to say this, and that'll be the end of it, because I said it. Because that's the way it works. When I say something, because I'm so powerful, people go, oh, you're right, Jim. But no one is saying you're right, Jim, here. It was just really an ugly moment today for baseball.
100%. And the more they opened their mouth, and the more they talked, and the more they made excuses, Fred, there's no way you could be a Dodger fan and be happy about what you're hearing and the stuff that they're saying. And Crane didn't help himself.
Babbling idiot.
Which one is it? It didn't affect anything. Is that what he said? It didn't affect anything.
Well, let's
why'd they do it?
Let's start. Okay. Let's start with number three. Here is Jim Crane. Did the cheating impact the game?
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. Our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay. We openly know it impacted the game. We openly know that. As a matter of fact, he was later asked a follow-up question. So what we've done is put them together. First, you will hear him say, it didn't impact the game. 55 seconds later, he said something else.
You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game.
Did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
What?
What does that mean? What does that mean? It didn't impact the game. Well, I didn't say it didn't impact the game. But did the sign stealing give hitters an advantage? Let's go number four.
Jim, sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter? So doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
Hello.
What is he talking about?
Is this on? Hello. What possibly? Dude, are you this? Who's the PR staff for the Houston Astros? Did they not prepare? Did they not go over talking points, Fred, on the best way to handle those questions so that you could send the dogs away? You know what I mean? Like, give them something. Apologize. Acknowledge. Just like A.J. Hinch did in his interview with Tom Verducci. What'd he say? We open the door for people to say that it's not a legit championship or question it, right? Because they cheated. Look at the splits. You saw it. Altuve batted like 420 and 120.
Right.
120 on the road and 420 at home.
So that was the owner. And you say, didn't the PR staff get with him? Here's what I believe. I'm the owner. I know what I'm doing. Whatever I say goes. And I will sit here and I will answer these questions. And then I've answered. He doesn't understand. Nobody is buying that.
No one, right. If it doesn't matter, this is the argument I've always had with people always try to excuse the Patriots. Fred, if it doesn't matter, why are you videotaping the team's walkthrough? Right? Oh, you can't get anything from, why are you doing it then when the league says don't do it? Why are you doing this, Astros, if it doesn't matter, if it doesn't help you, it doesn't make sense, own up to it. The reason that Pete Rose always got tied up for the longest, Fred, he wouldn't own up to it. Just own up to it. We were trying to get an advantage. Yes, we knew what Kershaw was throwing, right, when we beat him up and got those 7 runs in that pivotal game 5. You remember that. He was spotted to a 4-0 lead. They got those run back. Then the Dodgers gave him 3 more. They got those runs back. It does matter.
So he should have just said what?
He should have said, yes, I'm ashamed. We cheated. We affected the game. We should have never done that. And if you don't want to count our World Series, I understand it. I do. I wish we would have never been involved in this. I wish we would have never tainted the hard work of the players and the stuff that we have in our organization. We have disgraced everybody here and this city and our fan base. I apologize. I'm sorry. I wish we didn't do this. Fred, would you accept that?
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, like, that,
yeah, you can, I hear
that's
what you're
all
saying.
You can say. What else? What's done cannot be undone.
You know what I thought originally, what he should have said right off the bat, very much as to what you said, and then added this. We did. We cheated. And we talked to Major League Baseball, and we are going to vacate that title.
That ain't going to happen.
We'll give it back.
The only problem, the only problem with that is you got to be careful. If you're saying it doesn't count or whatever, you open yourself. You see there's already been lawsuits from players, some other people. You open yourself up, class action suit. People bought season tickets, paid $2,000 for a World Series ticket. Can they get their money back? You're telling me it didn't happen and it doesn't count? I want my money back. Do you want to open up that can of worms?
Well, from a business perspective, I guess you don't.
But do you see what I'm saying, Fred?
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
I'm just saying that has to be it. If I'm a vendor who works at Yankee Stadium. They cheated the Yankees, right? And I lost out 4 home dates at Yankee Stadium during the World Series. You know what? With tips and everything, I used to make $800 a World Series game. I didn't get that. I'm out $3,200 because the Astros cheated. Now he has a suit. Can't do it.
So you heard Jim Crane. That was his apology. Now here's the question. Given what happened in the playoffs to the Yankees and Dodgers, World Series Dodgers, playoffs Yankees, Josh Reddick, who spent some time with the Dodgers, he was asked, don't you owe the Dodgers and the Yankees an apology?
I'm sorry for what we did and how it was handled and how it wasn't handled at times as well. So it's just a matter of, it is what it is. It happened. And we asked for the forgiveness of everybody and we just move on and try to move forward to 2020 and focus on winning.
Do you need to reach out to friends or opponents that play for the Dodgers and the Yankees, teams that you guys beat and were out to that championship?
I don't think so. Why not? Don't feel like we should.
Yeah, he doesn't think they owe the Dodgers or the Yankees an apology.
You see some Yankees have come out, and who was it, the catcher for the Yankees said they should vacate as well, Fred?
Yeah.
Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
I mean, the other players aren't that thrilled with it, and it'll be interesting to see how they're treated. You think they, I don't know, are you throwing at anybody or you making them, is there like the Astros are persona non grata? I don't know. What do we expect?
They've so mishandled it. First, by doing what they did.
Right.
And now second, by doing this. Today, it actually gets worse. It doesn't get any better. And apparently, they had a meeting last night, sat down. Everybody talked about it, went over it. I guess, came up with the team talking points, got to air what they were going to say, and then they come out, and it's stuff like this. Josh Reddick, well, I don't think we owe them an apology. Jim Crane, well, I don't think the cheating impacted the game. Here's Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander said, you know what? He should have stepped in here.
I'm there. Understood what was happening. I didn't. I wish I had said more. Looking back, I can't go back. I can't reverse my decision. I wish I had said more, and I didn't. And for that, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
That's between myself and my teammates. I'll leave it at that.
And you know, Verland is the biggest anti-PED guy and cheating guy going. I was interested to hear what Verlander said because he rips on, the PED guys.
Yep.
Oh, they're cheaters. They're cheating the game. And he stood by and allowed us, knew what was going on and didn't say anything. How? Justin, you've been yelling out louder than anybody about cheating in the game because it's your teammates.
I hear you. So that was Justin Verlander's contribution to today's activities.
Wow.
Now, you have the question of Carlos Beltran. It has been reported, it was mentioned in the commissioner's report, that he was kind of the mastermind besides the guys in the Houston front office.
Right.
It was their analytics staff that really suggested it. And Beltran jumped all over it and said, follow me. I know the way to go.
Right. What you guys are doing is antiquated. I'll tell you how to do it.
Right.
But then they all said, they're grown men, Fred, making millions of dollars. And they're telling you that Carlos Beltran bullied them into doing it.
Well, Brian McCann basically said. Brian McCann, who was on the team, said it was Carlos Beltran. And he had a pretty big presence. And really nobody wanted to step to him. Carlos Correa says, Beltran really didn't intimidate anybody.
The thing I have a problem with is when I read that report is that we were scared of him or we felt intimidated. We didn't feel scared of Beltran. We didn't feel intimidated. He was the nicest guy that we could ever have. He was the best teammate we've ever had. Beltran was obviously a leader of the clubhouse, but we all had a say in everything that we were doing in there. And, whatever he said and whatever we were doing, we had the chance to stop it as a team. Everybody had the chance to say something, and we didn't. So whoever the anonymous source is that's saying that we felt intimidated or we were too young to say something, that's just straight up Beltran didn't intimidate nobody. Beltran's the nicest guy. And I know in Puerto Rican people will say, oh, he's just trying to protect him, but you can talk to every single guy here that was in 2017. Beltran is an unbelievable gentleman.
Okay, so now.
You know what I love? Alex Correa even said, I know everybody's going to say, Puerto Rican, and I'm trying to cover for him. Because that's the first thing that you will say.
Right.
Right? Is that, oh, yeah, well, what are you going to say? You're not going to rip
your countrymen.
Right, not at all.
He also said, you know what? We all knew. We were all doing it. We were all aware of what was going on. We're all culpable. And we didn't do anything about it. He just admitted that.
Yep.
We did this. We know what's going on here. And we chose not to do anything. So don't blame Carlos Beltran. It's not his fault. Because we all cheated. And we all knew it.
No, they got to be all labeled as cheaters. If you went along with it, Fred, and you didn't try to stop it, right? You knew what was happening. You knew they were flat out. They knew they were flat out cheating and getting an advantage. And it's just amazing when you think about it and the whole what went on. And even during the playoffs, the Yankees complained. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember the Yankees? Right? They were saying something's going on here. We're hearing whistles and cans and something's happening. How about if you're Aaron Judge? You remember the MVP that Altuve won over you by this much?
Yep.
You think Aaron Judge is happy he didn't have an MVP he could have had? This is bad.
Speaking of Altuve, he offered up a scripted apology.
I also will be brief. We had a great team meeting last night. And I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020. Thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
No questions.
Nope.
That's not good enough. Especially, Fred, when we saw that video of him and the whole thing. And I know A.J. Hinch said it wasn't true about them wearing buzzers and all that. But that video is so telling of him holding his shirt.
Yeah, and just waving people off.
Right, like you just hit a walk-off home run to send your team to the World Series, and you're worried about your jersey being ripped off? How? How could you even be bothered with that, to be thinking about? I would be going, Fred, would you not be going crazy?
Of course you would.
They would rip my jersey off, douse me with Gatorade, whatever. So it's a moment of a lifetime. They'll go to the World Series on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. My wife don't want my wife. And then you go Google his name and go on Google Images. Nothing but pictures with his shirt off. He made it like it was unbelievable that like his wife didn't want to see pictures of him with his shirt off.
Rogan and Rodney.
Rodney P.
Red Rogan.
Weekdays, noon to 3, right here.
AM 570, LA Sports.
All right, Rob Parker in today for Rodney. AM 570, LA Sports. So, you've heard the Astros apology. We played it for you. We played a number of them. They really didn't say much of anything. Our listeners tweeting, Andrew Portillo, what kind of apology did we expect from players who were given immunity? It's a fair point. What are you apologizing for? You were given immunity. Theoretically, you don't have to say anything to anybody. But we've opened the phone lines now. You heard it. Let's see what you have to say. Dodger fans, how do you feel about what you heard today? Manny and Gardena, here we go. You're on AM 570 LA Sports. Let's hear it.
Rogan and Rodney and Rob Parker, you know I love you, baby.
No hey, doubt. What's happening?
Prince. I saw that live, 1985. Controversy, baby. Hey, anyway, that's besides the point. Rob Manfred is the guy to blame for this. First off, how do you suspend an organization, a general manager and a manager for a year, and then allow a franchise to replace those guys? That's a toothless suspension. They should have made them promote from within and not given them the opportunity to hire a GM and a manager. Like the last guy said, hey, man, these guys are a bunch of classless louses. They were given immunity, so they're not going to say jack. I give it up to Carlos Correa, though.
I agree with you. Carlos Correa was the only straight one.
Thanks, Manny.
And just saying that, hey, we weren't bullied. We knew what we were doing, and nobody stopped it. Right?
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
That's what he said. I give him respect for that.
All right, Chris in Monrovia. Thanks for holding. You're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I agree with Rob as a fan. I'm pissed about this. You had two evenly matched teams where the winner was decided by the team that cheated. I think Major League Baseball should strip the title, and whether it's given to the Dodgers or not, I'm sure the players don't want to win a title that way. But if you look at like Olympic sports or even horse racing, if the winner's disqualified, the second place, the runner up gets the title. And my heart really goes out to Clayton Kershaw, because he may have had great stuff on his way to his first World Series win and get that monkey off his back, but he was cheated out of it.
And you know what? You're 100% right about that. And it furthermore, I know he's had other bad outings in the postseason, but that definitely damages his legacy, and that's not right, especially for a pitcher when guys know what's coming.
Chris, appreciate the call. 866-987-2570. And you can weigh in on this. Was that enough? Is that what you wanted? They did speak today. You heard the owner of the Astros.
But Fred, as a fan, if you're a fan, you don't want that World Series. The moment it's about being at the ballpark or watching at home and your team winning finally, and that's taken away. If they were to hand the Dodgers to 2017, they wouldn't want
it. No, they've already said they wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't take it. I don't want that. I want to be able to win, celebrate the moment, and then have a parade for the city, right?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go. James in Mission Viejo, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Hi, Fred and Rob. Hey, my take is this. It's simple. You don't have to prove they benefited from cheating. They may have. They cheated,
and had an unfair advantage. Whether it's like Ben Johnson, they didn't go back and prove that he cheated. Reggie Bush wasn't even on the field. They cheated, and therefore they took action. You know, after all this apologies, it wasn't in good faith. The apologies come late.
No, I hear you.
That's what they're sorry about. The Dodgers, and Rob, it doesn't matter if the Dodgers want the title. You can't reward cheaters.
No, I understand that. Them. But you could vacate it, but you don't turn it over to the Dodgers. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't
I'm good
do that.
With that. I could live with that.
You know what
that.
I mean? Right. Just that the Astros don't have it, but nobody. That you just put it that nobody had that year because it got caught cheating. Same thing with the Red Sox if that comes down.
Agreed. And you know what? And Pete Rose is still out of baseball? Come on.
That's another story.
You know?
I got you.
Appreciate the call.
Love you guys.
James, thanks for listening. Do appreciate it. Let's go. Kiernan in Hermosa. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, I got two things to say. For one, I mean, I don't understand how we're going to not have a new commissioner and a new owner of the Astros very soon. Because they're making a joke about the sport that we all love. And also, I mean, inevitably, pitchers are going to end up beaning all these Astro players. Are they going to get suspended for that? Because that's more punishment than any Astro player ever faced.
Oh, that's a great point.
That is a great
Thanks,
point.
Thanks, Kiernan.
And you know what? I think he's right. I think some Astros they better pay attention at the plate.
Yeah, but the minute that starts.
No, but don't
the minute
you think,
that starts.
Don't you think there'll be a little bit of it?
A little bit. But you've got to be careful because everybody, they may warn guys before the game even starts. You're out.
If I was a Chapman who gave up that walk-off home run, you remember? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be a little salty?
Everybody's a little salty. But the problem is, they may warn these guys before the game even starts. You know, you get the warning. Here's your warning. We're giving it to you now. You don't even get one. You don't get one to throw away. This is your warning. One time too close inside.
No, I guess you're right, because they have to be able to watch it.
Robert's in San Pedro. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. Not only you can't strip the title and reward the Dodgers, they stripped us as baseball fans of an iconic matchup with the Yankees and the Dodgers.
No doubt.
We both know they were there. The Yankees were there.
That's a great point. And if you even remember.
Thanks, Robert.
That is a great point. You remember that. Everybody thought it was going to be the Yankees and Dodgers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's go, Mitch. Mitch and Tarzana. Go ahead, Mitch.
What's happening, guys? Love talking to you. Good show.
Thank you.
I cannot believe that these players are not getting punished at all. Just because they finally fessed up when the goods was on them. I say you strip them. We're still playing for 2020. We made this trade. Of course, we're dying for a championship. We're going to spend money that we would have paid Harper and Rendon on bets. You got to at least take away the championship.
Yeah, but Mitch, thanks for the call. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do it. I'm telling you, what the Astros owner should have done, even in the insanity of what he had to say today.
He said what? Like, give it back?
He said, we will. We were told we're not allowed to. Major League Baseball will not allow this.
No, I'm.
But we offered. If you say that, it makes far more sense than his comments about, was the game impacted?
I understand what you're saying, Fred. Even though he could have easily said that, especially since the league wouldn't allow it. He could have easily done that. But he did not. Instead, he kept giving excuses and trying to wiggle around that it didn't impact the sport or it didn't impact them winning the World Series. He couldn't be more wrong.
Well, here's the thing. Given the insanity, if he had said, because they weren't going to let him give it back. We know that. But could you imagine if he sat down today and said, look, we did it. We feel badly. I even talked to the commissioner and said, commissioner, we should vacate this title and give it back.
And the commissioner said no.
At least then, he doesn't seem like such a blithering idiot.
Or if he brought the trophy in a bag, Fred, in a paper bag or something, you know what I mean? And brought it to the press conference, put it up there and said, you know what? We've disappointed. We've hurt baseball. We don't even want this.
That wouldn't have been a bad idea either. But they would have kept it.
No, I know they would.
But at least he would have made somewhat of a gesture compared to what he did do today. All right, Dylan in San Diego. You're on AM570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going? I just, like, completely agree with him just not being apologetic at all, and it just shows you what we look at the Astros as a franchise now. It's like the perfect word for me, and the owner is just a scumbag because he doesn't empathize with all the things that transpired with people not having their jobs, like you talked about going into a World Series maybe at Yankee Stadium
right. And
Dodger Stadium, and it's just outstanding to me that that was his response as far as it not impacting the game. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It affected a lot of people. This
Thanks,
is
Mark.
Not just about the Astros. A lot of people were hurt along the way, Fred. A lot.
Rob, you have to understand, though, and I said it earlier, you have to understand what it's impossible for us to understand. When someone is living in such a different stratosphere, looking at life so incredibly differently than we do on a daily basis.
I know what you mean, yes.
I mean, this guy has money.
Is a gazillionaire.
Right. He's the owner of the Houston Astros. In his world, what he says goes. He makes the final call. He's got all the money. His friends are different. No one challenges him.
Right.
No one steps to him because he squishes them. He doesn't care. We can sit here, which we are, and talk about this. And you know what? Honestly, he doesn't care.
No.
He can't even process this. He has said what he had to say. I just sat here and told you what I said, which made no sense. And that's it.
Here's one thing I think the commissioner, they should have really tried to work and get this Red Sox thing out too. Because now we're through this. Now, Fred, next week, here comes the Red Sox and their situation.
Yeah, but I don't think the Reds, you know what?
No, I'm not saying.
Whatever the Red Sox were doing.
You think it's going to be far less than this?
Because I think some other teams were doing it too.
The only thing is, Alex Cora, though, is the linchpin between both. That's the only reason. I wonder.
I think what the Red Sox did is stuff other teams may be doing as well. And that's why it's so hard for that to come out. You know, I think what they did is they recorded the signals. Well, and then they showed everybody. And then when somebody got on second base, right. They said, yeah, we know the sequence.
Do you remember when they got caught with an iPhone on the bench? Remember that?
Yeah, they had an iPhone. And you went, nah, that was just a mistake, apparently.
No, it was not.
That was not a mistake. Let's go, Mark in Riverside. You're on AM570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Rob. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I've been trying to let this thing play out and be real calm about it, but as it keeps coming and unfolding, I'm getting more and more ticked off about it. And for one reason, who's going to mentor the youth of America? You know? Who's going to tell these kids to do the things the right way? And that cheating doesn't matter, or you can circumnavigate the rules, you know?
No, you're right, and that's a bad message that it sends.
And you're going to send their kids to those baseball camps or the youth day at the Astros facility. And it's not just the Astros. I don't want to call out just one particular organization or even Alex Cora, even though the Dodgers gave him his start.
Right.
But it's like we had a president once who went after all the terrorists of the world and those that harbored those. They need to do the same thing to clean this sport up once and for all. Have a good day. I like listening.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Here's the issue with that. You understand they don't care about being role models. They don't care one bit.
No, not when they would. But no, I agree.
They don't care.
Because you wouldn't have done it. And like I said, and here's the other thing, Fred. To me, the Verlander thing is probably when it's you and your people, you see how you turn the other way? When it's other people, you're out there on a soapbox.
Right.
You're damning other people, telling them how much they're cheaters and they're cheating the game and cheating the fans. But now you're in the same situation and you turn the other way because it's one of your teammates.
Here, let's listen to the Astro owner one more time because I think this pretty much sums up the way they feel about this.
You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game.
Did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. This did not impact the game. Let me tell you something. 55 seconds later, thinking back, I didn't say that. Well, I never said that. That's kind of the way it was today. Let's go. Katie in L.A., you're on AM570 L.A. Sports. Thanks for holding.
Hey, guys. So I just really wanted to say real quick that the Astros can do their 90-second statement, whatever, quote-unquote, apologies all year. And
they can get away with that, whatever. But what I really want to hear from them is an apology to all the players that they cheated in the 2017 season, from the World Series to the money that they missed out on. And some of them went down to the minors because of it. And I really like for them to apologize to the players.
That's a great point, Katie. Thanks for listening to the show.
Who's the other guy who lost his job right after getting beat up by the Astros and a player? He hadn't pitched in the major league since. He got beat up. He's the one who filed a lawsuit
against
him.
In Japan. He was with Toronto at that time.
Right.
Here's Boyd in Studio City talking about people that lost jobs. Go ahead, Boyd.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Nobody wants to talk about, I'm a diehard Dodger fan, but when you pull the curtain back a little bit, Joe Girardi lost his job.
With
not
the Yankees.
Not him, but his entire staff. They're all out of employment because of this.
No doubt about it. They lost in the 7-game series, and then he was shown the door 100%.
Boyd, appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call.
Weekdays at noon. Fred Rogan and Rodney P. After the Herd.
And on the iHeart Radio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
All right, today's Throwback Thursday edition of Afternoon Delight is Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. The song spent 4 weeks atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart, spanning the months of February and March of 69. The song was included on the band's Stand album, which sold over 3 million units, and is one of the most covered songs of all time, with at least 14 documented cover versions that have been recorded. The song also checks in at 145 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Again, today's Throwback Thursday edition of Afternoon Delight, Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. You know, Rob, it's funny. We'll finish taking the calls this hour. We'll get into some Laker stuff next hour. But people don't seem very upset, at least the people we've talked to. You've heard the apology. Everybody seems pretty much controlled.
Right.
And not outraged.
You know, I think part of it, Fred, is that you wind up, you know you can't do anything about it. Do you know what I mean? Like that's how, if you felt like I could get angry or whatever and it's going to change, or the commissioner's going to listen to you, or you know what I mean? But deep down, you know, the Dodgers got screwed and there's nothing you could do about it.
Exactly. All right, Anthony in Santa Monica, we appreciate you holding. You're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Things. The main thing is MLB is the, you know, linchpin behind this whole thing. They're covering this up. They're not being forthright. They're trying to control the narrative. This is why the Astros come out and give, you know, prepared statements. They're not prepared to take questions. Even the owner wasn't prepared.
He was totally unprepared.
Yeah, but what are they covering up?
Absolutely.
What are they covering up?
Well, I mean, think about this for a minute, okay? They didn't vacate the titles.
Right.
I mean, why wouldn't you do that? Because in a sense, if you don't vacate the titles, that means nothing happened. That negates everything else in my mind.
I'm not a lawyer, but I just think there has to be some ramifications with that financially.
Right.
And I brought it up. You know, can people sue because I paid $2,000 for my World Series tickets, and now you're telling me that it didn't count and it didn't matter? Can I get my money back?
It wasn't even real.
It's not real, right?
Yeah.
That's why I think that's why they're afraid to do that.
Anthony, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570.
I wish a lawyer would call, but Fred, that sounds right, that somebody would be able to have a class action suit, right?
Absolutely. Well, you could sue right if they admitted and vacated the title. Everybody that went to Dodger Stadium, everybody that went to a World Series game, or an ALCS game, Stadium.
Could want their money back.
Right here at Dodger Stadium. I went to Dodger Stadium. I spent $1,500 a ticket, and what I saw wasn't even real.
Right. It didn't count.
It didn't count. So I should be refunded. The Astros must refund me. And if you look at it like that, just carry it a step further. If they did it during the 2017 season, that would mean that any game anybody went to with the Astros
would be able to say,
hey,
I didn't get to see real baseball. They were cheating and the games didn't matter and I was duped.
Yeah, even if you're on the road and they didn't have that video technology, you could still make the argument. You know, I wasn't seeing something that was genuine and pure, because we know what they did at home.
We don't know what they did on the road. They probably were cheating then.
We can't figure it out. Mike and Duarte, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
guys. This the apologies are so hollow. It's just a joke. These players are not sorry that for their actions. They're sorry they got caught. That's plain and simple. I mean, if they're truly that sorry, how many of these players offer to give back their playoff bonus checks?
And you know those checks are big time, right? Big time money.
Huge. I mean, you could argue that they stole from MLB.
What would you have wanted the players to say, Mike?
Just fess up. Straight up fess up and say, yeah, we did it. Sorry. Just don't dance around it. They did it. We all know they did it. And the owner's an idiot who's sitting there saying, no, it didn't affect anything. They all BS.
Right.
The affected it.
Exactly. And otherwise you wouldn't have been doing it, right, if it didn't matter. That makes no sense.
Of course. Of course. You can't give the Dodgers the trophy, though. You have to vacate it, and that's plain and simple.
Appreciate the call.
Just about to fess up, but they're going to take your lumps.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. You know what they pled? No contest.
Right.
That's what this is.
Right. No contest, which basically you're not admitting to guilt, but you're not going to fight the charges. Is
exactly.
That what it is, right?
Let's go. Alan in San Fernando. Appreciate you holding as long as you did. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I think this is not really an Astros problem. I think this is a Major League problem. I think the commissioner, if he doesn't fix this, I think the players and the fans are going to start wondering how the teams are winning and then how the game is going on. So if the league doesn't fix this and the commissioner doesn't fix this, I think this whole scandal is just going to keep going on and on and on. So this is going to be a big problem if the league doesn't fix this.
No. I get it.
Thanks, Alan.
Especially, Fred, from an integrity. You know, you can't lose your integrity. I mean, if a league loses integrity where people aren't sure what they're watching, then there's a problem.
Yeah, but Alan says they have to fix it. You have to understand this. In their mind, they fixed it. We fixed it. We did what we were going to do. We threw the book at them in the minds of the commissioner and his associates, and you move forward. I mean, that's what they did. They have, in their way, fixed it.
Will somebody on the Astros get hit opening day?
No.
Okay.
Kevin, do you have something?
Oh, yeah. Matt Money Smith actually chimed in via text on your topic, Rob, saying can they, they can't reverse the World Series, take it away from them because it delegitimizes all the games.
Right.
Matt's point, he says you can't sue for it. He says the ticket grants you admission and nothing more and nothing less. You gave your ticket, you got into the building. That's all that Major League Baseball, the Astros, or anybody else owes you.
Yeah, but they could make the argument that the Astros or Major League Baseball was perpetrating a fraud.
Yes, and the other part, too, is I went in, you're right, to get into the building, but I spent extra money to get in for a World Series thinking that this was real and that it counted.
And now
because you're saying now that it didn't count, I think, and Matt might be right, but I think I might have a case.
I think you do, because you could say, if it turned out to be nothing more than an exhibition, I paid $800, not eight, for
right.
a spring training game or however much I would pay.
And that would be your argument, is that it was billed that this was the championship and that this meant something, and I got that's why I paid the exorbitant price. And now you're telling me this never happened.
Never happened legally.
Right.
Never.
No, I know. It's a can of worms. I'm glad Matt chimed in. Thanks.
No, but they did. They perpetrated a fraud.
A fraud.
Because
consumer fraud.
Consumer fraud. We need to get Randy Mack from Channel 4 on
that. That's right.
You know, Randy Mack, he's always got your back.
AM 570.
And Rodney. AM 570 LA Sports.